December day. Tonight, mostly cloudy, not as cold, overnight low 42. Tomorrow, high temperature 61, a cloudy day, breezy, chance of an afternoon shower. And then Thursday night into Friday, windy, showers become likely, maybe a couple of thunderstorms as well. 53 the low Thursday night, 59 the high on Friday. Then on Saturday, I've got the rain chances at 20% at best, with partly sunny skies and a high temperature 57, so pretty good for outdoor activities. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A family in Demopolis is in mourning after a 9-year-old girl took her own life. They say she was bullied and that it was racially motivated. Her mother says a group of her classmates taunted her with racist comments. A man has been charged with murder in connection with the shooting that led to a teen's hit-and-run death earlier this month in Montgomery. 19-year-old Terrence Webster is charged with reckless murder. He is now being held on $150,000 bond. And former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke at the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting Tuesday. He says he is not thinking about running for an elected position at this time. He also joked about the controversy surrounding his time working in the Trump administration. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Now's the time to prepare for winter driving with Pete Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant on sale for $8.99 a gallon after $6 mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get maximum freeze protection for your car's engine with Pete Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Deadly attack and a dramatic confrontation with a gunman in the French city of Strasbourg near the German border. At least two people are dead and many more have been injured in the shooting near Strasbourg's famous Christmas market.
An astonishing on-camera argument inside the Oval Office. The president and top Democrats from the House and Senate sparred over funding for a border wall as a December 21st deadline looms for funding the government.
We need border security. The wall is a part of border security. You can't have very good border security without the wall now.
A United Express crew is facing questions over their response after a passenger reportedly seized for 2 hours during a flight.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai was in the hot seat on Capitol Hill.
An urgent search continues for the three still trapped in the abandoned Rock House Powelton mine, while a fourth, 43-year-old Eddie Williams, emerged on Monday.
She's accused of being a glamorous and manipulative secret agent. Maria Butina has agreed to cooperate with the Justice Department.
Kathy Lee Gifford has announced that after 11 years of laughter and a wine toast or two in the morning, she'll be stepping away from the Today Show next year.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, old glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representative chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Stock market is up 437 points. Temperature outside is a lovely 54 degrees. Sun is shining. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Oh, hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm feeling good. Feeling festive.
You're looking good, man. You've got your Christmas ho-ho-ho shirt on.
Yeah, I've got my tacky Christmas sweater on, and I almost made the mistake of calling you Mean Gene. You know, I've been watching a lot of old WCW wrestling, and Ric Flair is prominent on that.
And so for the audience, Joey is actually lighting up. As he's got lights on his shirt, and they flash on and off, and they're in blue and green and red. Really nice looking,
it's
buddy.
A tacky Christmas sweater in the style of Ric Flair. Ric Flair in the front saying woo with, of course, his name. But then the tacky part, if you look, it's a bunch of woos designed, almost look like they're stitched in. There are jet planes. There are limousines, so jet flying limousine riding.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
It's very tacky, and I love it.
Taking that to the office Christmas party tonight. I like
indeed.
That. Okay, 272-9228. Excuse me. First time caller, since you're Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Cannot go wrong with that. We'll be doing that drawing today. Also, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Anything that you put in there, up to a value of $60. I mean, you can do the Dick Brubaker making all ice cream. You can do the Dan Morris Cuban sandwich, and plus other fun things like caramel cake or the pecan bourbon pie. They have got great things. They've got these tins that that you can, pecans, an assortment of pecans. They have popcorn tins, very festive looking, great thing to take to an office party or to give a office gift for. It's really, really good. You'll love it, particularly the popcorn. I'm very favorable for that. Okay, so Cohen has gotten 3-year sentence, $500,000 in forfeiture, restitution of $1.4 million, and a fine on top of that of $50,000. I wonder if Cohen has got some deep pockets there. I don't know, but he seems to be kind of going that way. So Paula Reed is going to be talking about this before it happened, but I want to tee it up for you.
President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen faces sentencing this morning. Cohen pleaded guilty to tax evasion, making illegal hush money payments on Mr. Trump's behalf during the 2016 campaign, and lying to Congress. Paula Reed is at the federal courthouse in Manhattan. Paula, Cohen will be allowed to speak at his sentencing hearing this morning. What do your sources expect him to say?
That's right. He will have the chance to address the court, and he is expected to use that opportunity to apologize first to his family, including his father, who is a Holocaust survivor. And then he is expected to denounce President Trump and apologize to the American people for his participation in crimes that occurred before the election. Now, this is, of course, a man who once said he would take a bullet for Trump. But since he said he would flip on the president, cooperate with the government, which occurred around the same time he realized he would be indicted. Since then, though, everything for him, he says, has been about family and country, and he wants to continue to cooperate.
Of course, the president has been publicly bashing him and calling him a liar. Paula, even while cooperating with the Southern District and the Mueller investigation, prosecutors are recommending prison time for Cohen. How long of a sentence is he facing?
Well, he faces anywhere between 4 and 5 years. His lawyers have tried to paint him as someone, though, who is reformed and should be spared jail time. But prosecutors have accused him of being someone who tried to undermine democracy for his own profit and are asking for a substantial sentence. Now, typically, judges give the benefit of the doubt to prosecutors here, so we do expect that Cohen will get a jail sentence. The question today, though, is how long he'll be in jail.
And the answer to that is 3 years out there. So that one is kind of an interesting development case. The other thing that's happened here, which was absolutely fascinating to me, is Jared Kushner did an interview on Sean Hannity 2 nights ago that we did not get a chance to play. This is going to be a stop and go, Joey. I think I sent you the right one, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, good. The first thing he's going to be asked about, and Jared, you don't hear much from Jared Kushner. This is only the second interview I've ever seen him do. Both were Fox, by the way. And he's very soft-spoken. He doesn't look like he would fit in Trump world at all. But he's a smart guy and very well-spoken.
All right, a lot going on at the White House. Let's start with the news a little bit. We got a new AG coming in. We're awaiting an announcement for chief of staff. Obviously, 2 years of the Mueller probe hanging over everybody's head. Still no evidence of any collusion, but seems like the pressure is ratcheting up. What is it like inside the White House? What can you tell us about these changes?
Well, first of all, I want to start by thanking General Kelly for his great service to this administration. General Kelly has served this country for over 40 years, and over the last 2 years in particular, he's been very helpful to the president towards implementing a lot of the most important parts of his successful agenda. So I want to start with that. I think the president right now is going to, we just brought a new White House counsel today who just started, who's going to be fabulous. The president announced his pick for attorney general, who will be quite good as well from what I'm seeing. And right now in the White House, we have a lot of good people who are just working along, and the president will make the right choice for chief of staff when he's ready, and hopefully he'll choose somebody he's got great chemistry with, great relationship with, who will help him navigate the next couple of years through all of the good opportunities that emerge to keep pushing forward.
very very measured type person talking about the chief of staff position. We were talking when we were swapping over shows, and David Mowry has got a connection with Mark Meadows. He helps him with his campaign. And this chief of staff position is going to be very important, whoever gets it. And one of the things we kind of discussed off mic is that Trump likes a chaotic White House. He lives in that chaos. That's kind of where he gets his energy from, because he wants to see people kind of how they're reacting to all of this. And we're going to see that. We've got a fascinating thing of Major Garrett talking about the dust up in the Oval Office yesterday. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm great. You know, there seems to be an inequality here. All the charges that Michael Cohen was charged with, paying hush money, lying to Congress, what else was it?
Tax evasion.
Aren't most of those true with the Clintons as well? Did Bill not do most of those things when he was in office?
I don't remember him.
He didn't pay hush money. I never had sex with that woman. The Clinton Foundation starting and everything.
I don't remember him paying hush money to Monica Lewinsky.
Not to her, but to the ladies that he assaulted when he was governor. Yeah, he did.
Okay.
You know, this our justice system needs to be fixed.
I know. You got total agreement with me on that one.
This, how can it be right for one person to do all those things and another guy, just because he's not in that particular position, and the position I'm talking about is president, and he walks out scot-free? That, I mean, he couldn't even be impeached.
Well, he was impeached. He wasn't found guilty.
Yeah, well, same difference. I mean, why impeach him if you're not going to find him guilty when it was all true? And the only reason he wasn't found guilty is because he lied to Congress, which is kind of my point to start with.
No, he didn't. He wasn't guilty of lying to Congress. He was guilty of lying in a deposition.
But did he not get before Congress and say, I never had sex with that woman?
No, he went before the public and did that.
I thought he did it before Congress.
No, I can't think of any president that's ever testified before Congress.
Really?
Yeah.
Did Nixon not speak to Congress?
Well, we have a terminology issue. You said that he, you know, you do a State of the Union, right?
Right.
And so, but you don't testify before Congress.
I was thinking that he actually spoke before Congress, not at a State of the Union, but
Hang on. The statement where he said, I did not have sex with that woman, that was done at the White House behind a White House podium.
Okay. Well, it's still kind of the same thing to me. It seems to be the difference of if you're a Republican or a Democrat, not if you're guilty or not guilty. And that's the part that sticks in my craw.
Well, I'm with you on the DOJ needs to get straightened out, because my confidence in the DOJ is tiny right now. And my confidence in just kind of that government mantle is bad also. And I hope they'll get to the bottom of this thing and it just won't keep getting pushed aside.
Well, it seems to all matter of not necessarily who you are, but what you are. And if you're high enough in the office or high enough in the government, I mean, it's just like all this stuff that's coming out and the things that Hillary did. I mean, you sell a third of our plutonium to the Russians, and the Congress signs off on it.
Well, Congress didn't sign off on it. It was signed off by a 9-person committee that signed off on it.
But they were part of Congress, weren't they?
know that you have Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of State, you have International Trade Ambassador, things like that.
So it wasn't actually a committee in Congress.
No.
It was was another committee that should have had oversight on what was going on.
Correct.
Yeah. But keep
in mind now, Uranium One is being investigated by Huber out of Utah.
Yeah, and we'll see how all that turns out. But it sure does seem to be going slow. She may pass away before anything's done.
She's not looking too good, is she?
She's never looked too good, Dan.
Yeah, there you go. I'm with you on that.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you. Folks, Mr. Electric, you need to have that telephone number in your phone in case the power goes out. Now, we talked to you yesterday about power outages and medical issues, that you may have some type of equipment that must have power to it. Backup generator, that solves that problem. Let's say you're having frequent outages at your house and say you live in a rural area. Well, Mr. Electric can provide that generator to help you out. And here's another thing. They can do it on payment plans. So they can do the financing payment plans. They can come out and give you a price on it. Whether you want the entire house or you just want a section of the house, Mr. Electric can do it, and it's for your benefit. Get ready to copy here. The telephone number needs to be in that phone of yours, 334-269-8886, 269-8886. Mr. Electric, my good friend, Dan Black.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
It's the holiday season, and there's no reason to get your tinsel in a tangle. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're helping you celebrate the holidays with the 2018 Big Finish event. Right now, you can save $15,000 off all new 2018 and 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorns. Bigger and lighter for streamlined performance. The Ram 1500 Bighorn is quiet, comfortable, and technology-packed. And it's a truck, easy to drive anywhere. With $15,000 off, nothing says holiday better than a new Ram truck in the driveway. The 2018 Big Finish event at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Jingle all the way to the savings bank with $15,000 off all new 2018 and 19 Ram 1500 Bighorns. It's your time to be a jolly, happy soul. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. $7,500 off list price, not MSRP. Based on availability. Offer expires December 31st.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together.
272-9228. That's where we are. Before I go to these, finish with Jared Kushner, which is a really an unusual interview, which is why we're playing it. The guy took care of my roof yesterday, today, this morning. Great guy. Great guy.
Nice.
He is.
Okay.
John was Southern Roofing, just a wonderful guy. John Sullivan, and he is a great-grandson of John L. Sullivan, the bare knuckles boxer. I know. Great guy. But I do still have a problem, and that is the inside. I needed the sheetrock replaced where it fell out. It's not a big patch, but it does need to be patched. So if you're competent in that world, I'd love to get to know you and find out and see if you can come in and take a look at that for me. You can call me here at the station. Give Joey the number, 272-9228. The other thing that I'm doing is I'm trying to put a list of techie light places in the River Region that I can put up on my Facebook. A lot of people like to go around and see the techie lights, but they don't necessarily know where they are. So if you do have a location that you know of, send that to my email address, dan@danmorrisshow.com, so I can get that up for the folks. Okay, back to Jared Kushner. Here he's going to be talking about prison reform, and this is his subject here, and I think they're going to get this thing done.
I'm 30 years in radio, 23 years now at the Fox News Channel. For example, news came out today. Nobody in the news is ever going to talk about that the U.S. is now an oil exporting nation for the first time in 70 years. Add that to all the other economic success and foreign policy success. You don't hear about it. You're inside that White House. If you turn on the TV, you know what you're going to hear every second, minute, hour of every day. How does that impact you and the rest of the White House?
I think that there's a large part of the White House that it really doesn't impact that much. You know, we know what the president wants to accomplish. He's very clear with what his objectives are, and our job is to come into work every day, focus on those goals, how do we achieve them, and keep moving along. I mean, nobody really saw a lot of these numbers coming in terms of the oil exports and how we were going to make America an energy-independent country, but we've accomplished that, and that's been through a lot of great work of a lot of the cabinet secretaries, but really the leadership of the president to make that happen. So, again, there's a lot of stories that get a lot of attention in the news, but we have a lot of phenomenal people in the White House and in the administration who show up to work every day, ignoring the noise that's out there and just focusing on how do we accomplish the objectives of the president, which is to make our country more prosperous, increase wages for people, create more jobs, and keep people safe.
My bad. I had that in the wrong order. I apologize for that. Let me do this. Let me go to a break and come back, and we'll finish up with Jared Kushner. And then we're going to get into the dust up in the Oval Office. We'll be right back.
together, darling. Gone the human race. How in the world are you gonna see?
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser. It's our year-end inventory reduction sale. Our 50% off sale was so successful last month, we're going to extend it through the end of the year. 50% off and more till the end of December, making room for new lines of furniture for 2019. At Kaiser, we have a new website, shopkaiser.com. Be sure to visit shopkaiser.com. We'll be adding new items weekly. That's shopkaiser.com, 50% off and more the entire month of December. Whether you need a new dining room, bedroom, living room, or just a chair, come to Kaiser where the prices are lower than ever. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook where we offer new deals weekly plus some great giveaways. Inventory reduction sale going on now with some of the lowest prices of the year with a 60,000 square foot showroom full of beautiful furniture. If nothing else, come treat yourself during this inventory reduction sale. Merry Christmas to you and your family from our family at Kaiser. Kaiser is the wise choice. Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser on the Wetumpka Highway.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Michael Cohen, the president's ex-attorney and so-called fixer, getting a three-year sentence for crimes, including hush money payments. Prosecutors say Donald Trump ordered. Fox's Rick Leventhal was inside the courtroom. He also got
$100,000 in fines. Mm-hmm. The sentences would be served concurrently, and he's going to be allowed to voluntarily surrender, and that'll happen on March 6th. So he has almost 3 months of freedom left.
Hundreds of officers trying to hunt down the man they say carried out a terror attack in Strasbourg, France, where two people are dead. One victim is brain dead, 12 hurt. Security also stepped up at the French border with Germany.
They say he's 29 years old, that he was born in Strasbourg, a homegrown problem, and that he was known to security services as a possible terrorist threat.
That's Ryan Chilcote. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a good weather day underway with sunshine filtering through a lot of high cloudiness. A little warmer than yesterday with a high temperature up to about 59. Not bad for a December day. Tonight, mostly cloudy, not as cold, overnight low 42. Tomorrow, high temperature 61, a cloudy day, breezy, chance of an afternoon shower. And then Thursday night into Friday, windy, showers become likely, maybe a couple of thunderstorms as well. 53 the low Thursday night, 59 the high on Friday. Then on Saturday, I've got the rain chances at 20% at best, with partly sunny skies and a high temperature 57, so pretty good for outdoor activities. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The Dan Morris Show.
Apologize for that error. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's continue on with Jared Kushner, and now we're going to get into sentencing reform.
One of the issues, you work on specific issues. I'll ask you about the Middle East. I know you've been working on those issues, but I want to get into the issue of prison reform. I think one of the greatest moments in the president's history, he commutes the sentence of a woman by the name of Alice Marie Johnson. I actually had a chance to interview her. And we have this video of her after, 20 years in jail, one drug offense. It was serious, one but one. And she comes out, and I'll never forget what she said. She says, "Thank you, America. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, you won't regret giving me a second chance." And there's a big prison reform bill, and I know you're spearheading it in terms of the White House. I know there's been reluctance and resistance, especially Mitch McConnell and the Senate and others. My question to you is, why is that? What do we need to do when you have a 77% recidivism rate? And is that, are we locking people up but not equipping them to meet the challenges when they finally get out? What do you see as the biggest problem?
Right. So this bill will accomplish a lot to make our communities safer. The recidivism rate that we have is way too high, and not doing anything about that is irresponsible. And we're allowing people to go back to our communities who we can help. And there's a lot of programs based in red states that we've really modeled this off of. So we know that this works. And we've been able to build a very strong bipartisan coalition under the president's leadership to come up with a bill that we think can really solve a lot of those problems. And what it is going into the prisons and giving job training, vocational training, mentorship, mental health treatment, drug addiction treatment to people who are coming out who are nonviolent offenders, and figuring out how when they leave prison they have a better chance of getting a job and re-entering society in a productive manner than going back to a life of crime. Reforms are based on what's worked, and it'll make a big difference. And so the president's built an amazing bipartisan coalition of Democrats and Republicans, and we're very close right now, and hopefully this will get to the floor and we'll be able to have a big bipartisan celebration before Christmas.
That would be incredible if he could get that done before Christmas with the Republican left, but it's going to be a bipartisan vote. It's got to be. And I think it could be some pretty substantial numbers on this. So it continues on with that thought.
Violent offenders, those are people that I think you cannot let out. Those are people that got to serve their term. But on the other hand, I do think that there has been disproportionate sentencing, especially on, for example, the crack versus powder cocaine issue. I think that's been proven over and over again. I would love to see the president, and I don't know if this is part of the package, transform the power of the pardon. Put up committees, find those people that we really believe have a very low chance of recidivism, one-time offenders like Alice Marie Johnson, and find them all and let them, give them another chance with certain conditions perhaps.
Right. Well, this bill does do part of that, which is what it does is it ranks all the different inmates who are in our federal prison system on their likelihood of committing a crime in the future, and then allows us to put the focus on the nonviolent people who have a low risk, like somebody like Alice Marie Johnson. That case was a grave misjustice, and the president did a great job towards righting that wrong. That case really touched his heart, and that was something where he realized that there was no reason for taxpayers to be paying to house somebody like Alice when she could be out in society being a good role model for others and taking the mistakes that she made and figuring out how to show other people not to make those same mistakes. Look, we have a great criminal justice system in this country. It's the best in the world, but it's still far from perfect, and this bill will do a lot to correct some racial disparities that we have in our system.
Can we save money?
More.
Can we save the taxpayers' money in the process?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're putting too much money towards warehousing people who we don't need to be warehousing. That money instead should be going to law enforcement on the front lines to keep our communities safe. And if we do this right, as we've seen in a lot of these Republican states, we've been able to reduce crime and also reduce cost, which is why this is something that's good. And again, this is a policy that we've been able to bring a lot of very smart people together. We've got a great coalition. And the reason we've been able to do that is because it's a data-driven model, and it's based on things that work and have worked before.
That is kind of a no-brainer. I think this is going to go through. You know, what they were doing 20 years ago in the prison system, particularly 30 years ago, things have changed, and I think we're looking at it different. We're looking at the ability to reform. What we're trying to do is we're trying to stop other people by teaching the person they got arrested a lesson. And the disparity between crack cocaine and regular cocaine and the treatment of that, I think, is problematic also. Let's go to the phones and go to St. James. St. James, welcome aboard.
How you doing, Dan, my man?
I'm good, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, listen, it's kind of strange listening to Sean Hannity say disproportionate sentencing. Sean Hannity. But my thing is, why now is it important to this administration?
You talking about judicial reform and sentencing reform?
Yeah.
Because they see that it hadn't been a good thing.
Okay. Well, it wasn't a good thing when Eric Holder was Attorney General either. But you wouldn't get this from the other side. A disproportionate sentencing from Sean Hannity, the likes of Sean Hannity. You know, I just see the contrast here, that's all.
So you're surprised that Sean Hannity is saying that and believes that?
Oh yes, definitely yes. And of course, Jeff Sessions wouldn't be on this bandwagon.
No, Jeff Sessions wouldn't be on this bandwagon.
No, not at all.
But you're glad that the bandwagon is happening, right?
Well, we haven't seen anything except for one particular, you know, incident with the grandmother. But look how many thousands of cases we got like this. But
well, they're talking.
You know, if you're gonna highlight the injustices when it comes to some of the sentencing laws, why won't both parties look at these cop killings when the guy is shot, didn't have a gun, he's reaching for his wallet? Why won't we look at it, the whole thing? That's the issue here. You're going to be selective about
I'm totally not following you. Let's take the South Carolina case where the guy was running away and the police officer shot him.
All right, you're talking about like 4 or 5 years ago? He's in jail, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not sure what you're saying. I mean, the people that have murdered someone are in jail for murder.
Not all of them.
Well,
it
depends on when you say they got off. Is that what you're saying? They were found not guilty.
They were found. Some of them were found Tamir Rice situation. The kid in the playground with the gun. They drove up and shot him. The guy coming out of Walmart with a gun.
Wait a minute. So an officer reacts to that, and the kid has a gun that looks like a real gun, and the police officer responded to that. He went before a grand jury, and they didn't indict him.
Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about, that type of thing.
Well, and but then St. James, you don't, let me tell you something. You're trying to look at this thing as if there is something wrong.
I'm looking at it, the way you can see it on television. It's in black and white.
So you're saying that the grand jury what? The grand jury wasn't good. There were all bad people in there. How do you know?
Yeah, this grand jury that was a farce. Of course, it's right here,
St. James,
right in your face.
St. James, if a police officer thinks his life is under assault,
okay,
he can respond.
Then.
It doesn't matter that it was a play gun. It matters did he think that it was under assault?
Okay, can I finish?
Sure.
The police officer. These are sworn officers, professionals. They're going to drive up, and a split second, they're not going to say drop it or anything. They're going to shoot this kid. That's what happened, Dan.
But what they did is the officer said he thought his life was in peril. And that's what the grand jury agreed with him on.
Okay. All right, Dan.
Thanks.
All right, I hear you. Have a good day.
You too. St. James. Now we're going to get to Jared Kushner talking about the Khashoggi thing, and he kind of dances on this a little bit, but Mike Pompeo is also going to be somebody that's weighed in on this morning.
Last question. Another area I know that you've been interested in is the Middle East. You've been on a number of trips. You've been to Jordan, Egypt, Israel, Saudi Arabia. You have talked to all these people. It seems like there's a moment where there is a new alliance or coalition emerging against Iranian hegemony and a potentially nuclear-armed Iran. Has that process been hurt as a result of the Khashoggi killing? What is the status? I know 17 individuals are being held responsible. And do you feel that we will get to the bottom of it if we haven't already?
I think our intelligence agencies are making their assessments, and we're hoping to make sure that there's justice brought where that should be. We're focused now on the broader region, which is figuring out how to hopefully bring a deal together between the Israelis and the Palestinians. That conflict has gone on for way too long. The president's been very focused on trying to bring all the different parties together, and we're hopeful in the next couple of months we'll put out our plan, which, again, not every side is going to love, but there's enough in it and enough reasons why people should take it and move forward. And this plan will keep the Israeli people safe, give them a good future, but also give a real opportunity and hope for the Palestinian people so that they can live much better lives. I've been saying a lot that you shouldn't be hijacking your children's future because of your grandparents' conflict, and this is a conflict that's been going on for way too long, and the way that people are living in Gaza and in the West Bank right now is not acceptable, and there's a lot we can be doing to improve their quality of life, but it comes with resolving some of these core issues. And it's not just the Israelis that want it, it's not just the Palestinian people who want it. It's all the people I speak to throughout the entire Middle East who'd like to see this issue resolved so that they can start focusing on a brighter future.
So he instantly moved the Khashoggi question over into kind of the whole Middle East picture. Mike Pompeo does something similar to this, and he's kind of like, well, there's still stuff that's out on this thing. Let me go to a break. Coming back, we're going to do the back end of the Pompeo, then get into the Oval Office dust-up after our second hour.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
And a beach was burning, and there was fog crawling over the sand. When I listened to your heart, I
okay, so Mike Pompeo is going to weigh in on the Khashoggi situation. We're going to come back to the other part of this interview, but he was on Fox and Friends. And you don't see many Mike Pompeo interviews, but they're going to ask him about the Khashoggi issue.
Let's talk about the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. The president doubled down on his support of the Saudi crown prince, said he's a good ally. You have some senators that are calling for more action. They want a condemnation. They want him to be penalized. You're going to be briefing the House today. What do you plan on saying?
So we're going to say to the House what we've said to the American people. President Trump's made very clear. The murder of Jamal Khashoggi was a tragic incident. It was heinous. It's not something that America approves of. We've already held a number of individuals accountable by putting sanctions on them. Those that we have evidence were directly involved. We'll continue to develop the facts, but America has an important ally in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. They work with us on issues that provide security for America and for Israel. It is an important relationship with the kingdom, and we intend to continue to protect protect the American people in the way that voters back 2 years ago demanded.
But, Mr. Secretary, they're the ones who are putting it in peril, not us. They're the ones who have evidently pulled this off. And when you have people like Lindsey Graham, hardly an enemy of the White House, and Bob Corker and others said this is a smoking saw, not a smoking gun, and you even have audio tapes, we know the prince knows, right? You looked him in the eye. You know that he knows.
I've spoken to the king, King Salman. I've spoken to the crown prince a number of times since the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. And it is absolutely America's intent to hold everyone accountable who was responsible for this.
Our alliance with them is very, very important. I got that. And, maybe he's waiting out the Yemen thing, and he's just trying to get some time. That seems to be kind of the case. So he's going to continue on. I have to applaud Brian Comey for kind of pressing him here.
So that's yes? When you looked him in the eye and he denied it, did you believe him?
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia decides who's running the country. I think this is what the president said yesterday. We are working closely with the kingdom to make sure that America is protected. That's our interest there.
The CIA says that they're highly confident that the Saudi crown prince did order the murder of Khashoggi.
Yeah, some of the reporting that you've seen on that has been inaccurate.
Is that inaccurate?
Look, we all know that they're still working on this. This is still a developing set of facts with respect to the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. The intelligence community is working diligently on that. The direct evidence, this is what I've said before, the direct evidence isn't yet available. It may show up tomorrow. It may have shown up overnight, and I haven't seen it. But
someone
President
has to
Trump
pay the
is,
price, though.
President
it's so
Trump,
brutal. Apparently, those audio tapes are awful.
The Saudis have already paid the price. There are the folks who actually committed the murder. We've held accountable. We will continue to do that. No one underestimates how horrible this murder was. But remember, Iran is running rampant throughout the Middle East. The death of any one individual is awful. The death of hundreds of thousands of people in Europe or the Middle East or the United States matters an awful lot. And President Trump is committed to protecting America.
That sounds like exactly what I was saying. It sounds like Yemen is kind of, he's trying to get the peace deal done in Yemen and see what kind of what happens from there. And he didn't want anything to upset the apple cart of that. Mike Pompeo was really good in this interview. We had a situation in Strasbourg, France, that kind of a Christmas village there right on the Germany-France border that he was asked about. Let's listen in to Mike Pompeo, Cut 1.
We are back with the Fox News Alert. The man behind the deadly attack on a French Paris Christmas market apparently shouted Allahu Akbar, or God is great, in Arabic.
Prosecutors now say two people are dead and more than a dozen injured in the city of Strasbourg.
Five people are now detained as hundreds of officers are searching for the suspected terrorist who was known to police, allegedly got away in a taxi. Right now, police are stopping and they're searching cars at the border between Germany and France. So that's the latest. Let's bring in Mike Pompeo. We have so many topics to get through with you. First of all, what's your reaction to this?
So it's obviously tragic. The loss of life is always awful. But these risks of terror, we all need to be mindful. They're everywhere. Europe has got an enormous challenge. The United States tries our best to help them. We try to keep Americans safe when they're traveling over this holiday season. This was a Christmas market. This appears to have been attacked because it was a Christmas market, although the facts are still developing. These are real risks all around the world, and we must always be mindful that America has a big role in preventing terror around the world.
No Americans killed?
It appears there were no Americans killed or injured, but we still don't have all the facts just yet.
Hey, Mike Pompeo is going to go on the Strasbourg thing, and what you're going to get picked up here is that he was on a watch list, and he's going to be kind of asked, how do you, if you're on a watch list, then why don't you grab him? And it's too big. These lists are too big is what he's basically going to come up with.
Apparently, he was on a terror watch list. The police were going to arrest him before he started shooting, got to his house, and he wasn't there. So they were unable to arrest him. He was on a terror watch list, though, and we had an expert on this morning about an hour ago who said, why have terror watch lists if we can't keep an eye on people?
Yeah, Steve, this is an enormous challenge. We have this problem here in the United States as well. Lots of folks that we're watching, we think are at risk. We try to monitor, but the numbers are so big. It's why, frankly, border security matters too. These are related issues in the sense of we need to know who's coming in and out of our country so there are fewer people that the FBI and sheriff's offices in Kansas and places like that have to monitor and watch. Every time we add to people here who have the risk of becoming radicalized, we increase the risk to American citizens.
I like how he threw in the wall part, and we're going to get into the wall and the next in that Oval Office dust-up. The piece that Major Garrett did, which is a very conversational piece, was on CBSN, which is their internet network feed that they do. They're getting a lot better at that, by the way, in the way they present things. It's much more detailed. It seems to be not as canned. You're going to get a kind of a different feel for Major Garrett when we get to that part of it. I want to remind you several things here. One, Don Duncan All-American Tire. Are you going to be traveling for Christmas? Well, you need to go to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Get your car checked out. Make sure it's going to be in tip-top shape so you can make the trip. You're not going to be sitting on side of the road somewhere on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or the day after Christmas. Two locations on Madison Avenue, one location on Bell Road, and then the new location in Millbrook behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. That's where Mike is. We call him All-American Mike. He's a personal friend of mine, and he's a great guy. He will take really good care of you. They have car whisperers at all the locations. Mike is exceptionally good. He has solved some problems for friends of mine that just totally mystified me, and I couldn't come up with it, and he figured it out and got it fixed, at a reasonable price and cheaper than what the other estimate was going to be at another location by around $200, by the way. I'm not sure if they would have even solved the problem because they couldn't remember what all they were talking about. Part of it was the radiator. They had to change the radiator out, but they didn't. I don't think they got the whole thing. But Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, they are great people. And then another reminder, I went and picked up my Christmas tree at Southern Home and Garden. You know, those are the nicest people around. Their staff is absolutely wonderful. They helped load everything in my car, brought out a little hand truck to get everything in there, had my big SUV. They got it packed up right. They are just spectacular people. Now, they've got artificial, and they have some real trees left, and they're discounted 30% off. That's a big deal. So if this weekend or today, since it's nice and sunny, and last Saturday and Sunday was miserable, you can go out to Southern Home and Garden and get there either artificial tree or real tree. You can get all sorts of nice decorations for your home, and they have the most beautiful poinsettias. I picked up one on Monday, and I tell you, it looks magnificent in my house. Big one, very reasonable price. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.